6, which was yesterday, and the point was revelation. Today we are going to deal with the last step, which is prayer. Prayer. So therefore, faith is the foundation. You have to live to cleave unto Him. There should be a reminder of the promise, because faith is the substance of the things you hope for. There is a promise. Then, Haran, you have to get out of religion, lest you can't obey Him. We also saw keeping company. He went with some people, and some people went with Him. Don't forget, He even went with his substance, the things he acquired, the things he got, the things he gathered even in Haran. There are times what goes with you can hinder you. And yesterday, by the grace of the Most High, we saw revelation. That the revelation of him unto you matters, for he appeared unto Abraham. These seven steps are very important. Look, many are struggling to obey their father because they have missed one or two of these steps, or they don't know these steps at all. It is not just about hearing. Many hear the word, but they are not doers. Many have heard the word, but they cannot obey. They cannot live the word. They cannot walk according to the word. So revelation is important. We saw how he revealed himself to men through what he has made. And by the understanding of what he has made, will help you know that mystery as he has hidden himself in what he made. So all the things he created speaks volume about who he is. We also saw that Christ came, God in the flesh, and according to Paul in 1 Timothy 3:16, this is a mystery. It's a mystery that God came in the flesh. Then after him, he sent his spirit to reveal to us all truth. 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 10. People of the way, even as Yahuwah revealed himself to you, you'll be able to hear and know steps to take, which way you will use. Because what you heard and you left the world, it's not enough. He called you out. But after he has called you out, he must reveal himself to you in part. You need to know him in order to walk with him. So he will reveal himself to you. He will share himself with you. He will not hide himself from you. This will help you to obey him, because that brings revival. Revelation brings revival, not mere fasting and prayers. Many fast in vain. Many fast pray in vain. There is no revival. Listen, there can be no revival without the revelation of the word. There can be no revival without him. What brings true revival is the revelation of Christ, the revelation of Yahuwah, the revelation of the Most High. Today, I'm going to continue and deal with the last one, which is prayer. And we will quickly go to Genesis chapter number 12, our main scripture, the verse 7. And the Lord appeared unto Abraham and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. So the Lord appeared unto him. And the Bible says, he now built an altar. So, after the revelation of who he is, after he appeared unto him. The Bible says, Abraham built an altar. You know, when you read verse 8, you will now be able to understand. And he removed from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel, which is the house of Yahuwah, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west, and high on the east, and there he built an altar unto the Lord, and called upon the name of the Lord. He called upon the name of the Lord. Amazing. There are people who want to obey Yahuwah. They have faith. They have left the world. They keep on reminding themselves of the promise. They have not allowed the chains of religion to hold them down. They are careful who they keep as company. They have received a revelation of who Christ is. They meditate on scripture, but what is missing is prayer. They are unable to pray, and they are unable to call upon the name of the God of heaven. The building of an altar is, you know, a place that which you will be able to talk to him, fellowship with him, and pray to him. Precious people of the way, there are people who cannot stand. There are people without standing, they cannot walk with Yahuwah. Why? Because they have refused to kneel, to go down. We stand by going down. We are strong on our knees. Until a child learns to stand, walking will be difficult. But first, children crawl. You see, that is the beginning. Until you learn to pray, go on your knees, you won't be able to stand. And if you cannot stand, I tell you the truth, you will not be able to walk with him. Therefore, you can't obey the Most High. See, we draw energy, strength in walking with Yahuwah in our closet, a place of prayer, when we erect altars, when we learn to pray. That is the secret to obedience. After doing all these things and you are not prayerful, I tell you, you won't be able to live a life of obedience. Because prayerless people walk in the flesh. It takes prayer to be in the spirit, to live in the spirit, and to be led by the spirit. There are millions and there are thousands who are after so many things, and they have forfeited, sacrificed, exchanged their prayer life for other things. Their marital life has taken the place of their prayer life. Their business life has suffocated their prayer life to death. Their family life has rendered their prayer life nothing. Listen, precious people of the way. If you are not prayerful, you always break his commandments. If you are not prayerful, there are things you can't live by. There are things you can't obey. there is a life in God. You can't live that life until you have become a praying saint. You see, that's our lifeline. We live when we go on our knees. And that helps us to walk with the Lord, to obey Him in all ways and in all things. Precious people of the way, Abraham is our father, a father of faith, and he was prayerful. He called upon the name of the Lord after he erected the altar. How strong is your prayer altar? Is your prayer altar without fire? Are you praying believer? Do you pray when you need something, or you pray because it is your lifestyle? Prayer is a kingdom culture. It's a culture. It's a lifestyle. It's not a morning event. It's not evening event. It is not a Sunday event. It is not monthly event. It is a daily lifestyle. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. You don't cease praying. Continue to pray. Precious people of the way, that is when the flesh dies. He who prays a lot, he who knows how to go into the secret place. I tell you the truth, the flesh will not have an upper hand. The flesh will not be before him. You see, if the flesh start leading you, you become a rebel, because the flesh is very, very rebellious. The flesh is very disobedient. The flesh does not know obedience, so it must die. It must be behind you. You see, if you really want to walk with Yahuwah and obey His word, His instructions, there are times the things that you hear and He wants you to do, the things the Holy Ghost prompts you to do, if you are not prayerful, I tell you, you will not be able to do them. When we read Mark chapter number 14, the book of Mark chapter number 14, there is a word there. Mark chapter number 14, the verse 32. The verse 32. And I read, and they came to a place which was named Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples, sit ye here while I shall pray. And he taketh with him Peter and James and John, and began to be so amazed and to be very heavy. And said unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful unto death. Tarry here and watch. And he went forward a little and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were be possible, the hour might pass from him. This was the point of, he was about to die. And the Bible says he obeyed even to death, according to Philippians 2. So this was the time that he needed to go to the tree and die. It was time for him to obey the Father. What a serious moment. What did he do, the master do? He went with three of them and told them to tarry here, for he is going to pray. He went and poured out his heart unto his father. it should tell you that it was not easy, because he said, if it is possible, let this cup pass over. Let this time and season, let the death I'm seeing coming, let it pass over. But there was the need for him to obey the Father. There was the need for him to die to please the Father. And what did he do? He went to pray. You see, when things become difficult to live by, any word, any instruction you've been given, and you find it so difficult to live by, to obey, to go by, what you need to do is go before your Maker. Pray. Pray. There is a purpose. There is an assignment. There is something you need to do. The Spirit has put something on your heart. There is a life you need to live. You know that this life, this new you, came with a new life, and you have to live this life. You have to pray. You have to pray. You have to call on God. You have to cry. You have to pray, because without prayer, obedience is not possible. Obedience to God's word is made possible by consistent prayer life. Inconsistency in living the word is as a result of our inconsistency in prayer. If you are not praying, I tell you, you can't walk and live a life of obedience. This is what is missing in the house of the Lord today. The Bible says, my house shall be a house of prayer. So, if it is a place of prayer, praying people gather there. In the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, every minute, hour, pray. 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 We have all kinds of prayer. Talk to him. Pray. Pray. That is when, you see, when he entered to Gethsemane and poured his heart, he was trending. And that was the last point, because his soul was sorrowful unto death. And look, he said, my Father, if it is possible, let this thing pass over me. But whilst he was praying, he now said, not my will, but your will. And they came to strengthen him. Wow. Precious people of the way, you are human. There will come a time that obeying that command, that word, living as a believer becomes a challenge. That is when you have to go to Yahuwah. See, if you become cold to prayer, I tell you, you will become lukewarm. There are people who cannot live a life of holiness again because they have left the secret place. The secret place is our secret. If you really want to obey Yahuwah, if you see, there are things that will come your way, and it will cause you to disobey the Most High. See, you know, you have heard the word. It is written. You have heard many messages. You have received instruction from the Holy Spirit. He is leading you. You know what you need to do. You want to be a doer of the word. But sometimes the spirit is willing, but the body is so weak. What must you do? You go to God. You pray. You pray. You pray. You see, there is a day that a cup, that cup you see, you may wish that it pass over you. You see, there are times obeying, living by the word, being a doer becomes a challenge. You really want to live. You really want to obey. You really want to walk with Yahuwah. But I tell you, the going becomes so tough. You become so weak. The spirit even prompt you to pray, and you cannot even pray. Because you did not pray, that is why you cannot pray. We pray by first praying. He said, teach us to pray, not just how to pray. We pray by praying. There are people, they are not praying because they have refused to pray. I'm speaking in parables. Precious people of the way, if you really, you see, we leave our flesh in a place of prayer. When you go to the place of prayer and you pray, you take off the flesh and wear an armor. You wear a new uniform, a garment. So the flesh will not be able to dictate for you. The flesh has been laid to death. The flesh has been crucified. Therefore, you can easily walk with Yahuwah. You can easily obey Him. You see, you are human. The human factor is there. That is why you have to always visit the place that checks the human factor. That is a place of prayer. The sick will always visit the clinic. Look, a car will always be parked at the garage. There are workshops that they repair things. Sometimes the thing will not move until it has gone to the workshop. Listen to me. There is a place Yahuwah wants you to always be in order to leave the word, in order to walk with Him without a sweat. There will be no more murmuring. You will not find it difficult to do what He has told you to do. That is why many people normally say, well, working with Yahuwah is not easy. It is easy when you become a praying saint. When you pray, when you call on God, even in your car you can pray. Prayer is not only when you are shouting. No, it's talking to Him. It's a monologue. Sorry, it's a dialogue, not monologue. It's a conversation. You talk with Him. He hears you. You see, there are kinds of prayer. Sometimes you have to just pray in the Holy Ghost, pray in tongues. Sometimes you have to pray in your heart. Sometimes you just pray. You know you are praying, but no one is hearing your voice. With this, you can pray always. He did it. He entered to Gethsemane and prayed, and he was able to obey Him up to the point of death. Philippians 2. He said he obeyed Him even to death. So that is the secret. He prayed, so he obeyed. If you pray, you can easily obey. Abraham, our case study, our biblical figure that we used in these steps of obedience, we saw clearly that he built an altar after Yahuwah revealed Himself to him. And the Bible says that is where he called upon the name of the Lord. And remember, Bethel, Hai, and all those places were at the sides. And one day, if Yah permits, we will be able to deal with all these things. I'm ending this morning's own. And the last one, of course. Pray. Pray always. Pray. When you pray, you are gingering yourself. When you pray, you are helping yourself to walk with Yahuwah. When you pray, that is when you deal with the flesh. And no word will be difficult for you to leave it. It will be so, so easy. May Yahuwah bless you. And may Yahuwah bless His word. It is my prayer that He will take you to a place of prayer. It is my prayer that you will pray before you pray.
It is my prayer that the Spirit of the Lord will grant you what it is to pray. Anything that is destroying your prayer life, let that thing be destroyed in the name which is above every other name. Bakisotalibahadi. Let the power of the enemy be broken. Weakness in your body, let it depart. Let it leave you in the mighty name of Yahusha. Laka seka susai. Broske palada shatakaba. Ropalasi. Ayete kapalasi tutakaba. Indadabadosi. You're going out, you shall be blessed. Favor, 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 favor. Today, enjoy open heavens. Enjoy open heavens in the name which is above every other name. Amen. Thank you all for joining. Yesterday's episode was unable to save. It mysteriously got deleted. And I am doing everything possible to get it back so that it can be published. So you can follow the seven steps. It should be full. Precious people of the way, you do the conclusion part and then continue another time. Yahuwah bless you. Take care of yourself. And today in 52 days, the Nehemiah's project will continue. Perhaps the message will be put on our pages. Make sure you follow our pages and follow them up. But today, don't forget, pray. And whilst you pray, pray.